5. Literature. Listen to a discussion in a literature class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today we're going to talk about the morality plays of the Middle Ages. These were plays in which the main character had to choose between right and wrong choices. They differed a lot from Greek and Roman plays. First off, morality plays didn't really deal with complex characters. They also... Yes, Tom, did you have a question?
Yeah, what do you mean that morality plays didn't have complex characters?
Well, in most plays, the characters have personalities, feelings, likes, and dislikes. But the main character of morality plays is different. Instead of having a character that's an individual, its main character represents humanity as a whole. He's called Everyman. Everyman's supposed to represent each and every man in general. Now, the other characters in the play weren't traditional characters either. Instead, they were morals. They represented virtues and vices. You still look confused, Tom.
Well, yeah. The characters were, morals? You've lost me.
Okay, take the villain of the play. Every play has to have a villain. But the villain in morality plays was always something like greed. Now, in morality plays, greed would be personified. He would act like an actual person instead of a characteristic. He would try to persuade every man into following an evil path. Remember that in earlier plays, the downfall of the main character was always some flaw within himself. But in morality plays, every man actually encounters greed like you or I would encounter an actual person. Every man then has a choice to make. He can choose to follow greed, or he can choose to do the right thing.
1. What do Greek and Roman plays have that morality plays do not? Two. What is the everyman? Three. Generally speaking, what does the everyman face?